Shiur tonight is being sponsored the Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shaul Halevi, Olu Shalom, the Shomer Shetak, Heaven Aliyah, and the Mishpach, and all of us only know from Simchas Me'at of Ad Olam. So a wonderful friend of mine asked last, we were at a Simcha last night, and mentioned maybe we could begin to talk about the sphere. We already started the sphere. Everything that I'm going to say, Mr. Shem, for the next few weeks is all about the sphere. But tonight, I decided we'll have a little bit of a hakdama, an introduction into the Kedushas Hazman that we're in now. And then Mitzvah Shem, ready next week, the next two or three weeks, we could work more the details of the different levels of Avodah during the weeks of Sphere, Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, to prepare for the Yontiv. Darvel kol hadas bnei Yisrael v'amart aleihem kedoshim tihyu. Kedoshim tihyu. So the parasha begins by telling us that there's a mitzvah to become holy, whatever that means. Kedoshim tihyu, that's all the Rishonim discuss. Kedusha is something, holiness is something that's very difficult to explain. Suppose that when someone's there, they know it's happening. Kedoshim tihyu. But Rashi is focusing on the fact that it says over here, Davrel kol adas b'nei Yisrael, to speak to the entirety of Knesset Yisrael, to the entire Jewish people. So Rashi says, Parasha zu b'hakel nemra, that this parasha was said with all Jews gathered together. It was necessary for everybody to come. B'nei sh'roiv gufei Torah tluyim bo. And the reason Rashi explains, because the majority of the principles of Torah are depending upon this parasha. Roiv gufei Torah tluyim bo. The Ramban discusses this as well. Now, for people like ourselves to try to understand what does this mean, Roiv gufei Torah tluyim bo, the majority of Torah, the majority of gufei Torah tluyim bo, depending upon this parasha, it's true that there are many mitzvahs in the parasha. There are many mitzvahs in Parashas Kedoshim. But to say Roiv Gufei Torah, that implies that the majority of the mitzvahs of Torah, of the fundamental principles or mitzvahs of Torah, are found in the parasha, it's a little bit hard to understand. It doesn't work out, Lamais. So you know, the Moilad is happening for Iyar right about now. It's the new Moilad. The month of Iyar is entering into our lives. Tomorrow night will be Rosh Chodesh in Mitzvah Hashem. And the month of Iyar, the word Iyar, is connected to the word Or, light. In Sefer Malachim, the month of Iyar is called Chodesh Ziv. And Ziv, as you know, means a ray of light. And in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, when we have a word, for instance, you have a word, din. Din means judgment. Dayan means the one who takes the judgment and carries it out. That means a judge. Din, dayan. The dayan, the judge, is mamshich, the din. He is able to carry out the din to its final conclusion. Or you have a word like tzad. Tzad means to hunt. Tzayad means the hunter. He carries out the process of hunting. Therefore, the tzaddikim have explained that the essence of the month of Iyar is to take the light that began to sparkle, that began Pesach. And we'll conclude with Shavuos. But the entire month of Iyar is all Sfira. You can't say that about Nisan, you can't say it about Sivan, but the entire month of Iyar has this tachlis, this purpose of taking the Or that began at point A, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt. And the question is, how do we get the Or that began by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, by Pesach, how do we get that to make it all the way through till Shavuos, so that we'll be worthy to receive the Torah? Therefore, the same way we have this concept of Din, Dayan, of Tzad and Tzayad, and so it is with many, many other words in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, so too, Ear means to take the Ur, and Ear means to be Mamshech the Ur, to take the Ur that began Yitzchias and Mitzrayim Pesach, and to somehow be able to extend, to make that connection between Yitzchias and Mitzrayim and Shavuos, which is the tachlis of what Sfira is all about. Therefore, it's brought down already from the Kadmonim that the Rosh Tevis of Ear, the Rosh Tevis of Ear is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rochel. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rochel is the Akeres Bayis of the Imohos. She is the foundation of the house, of the family, of Shivtei Koh. Therefore, Ear, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rochel means Rivka Rochel. It's also brought in some Svarim. Means the Hemshech HaKav, to take the Kav, that line that began as a point when we left Mitzrayim, and to stretch it across the month of Iyah, that the Or should be Nimshech, the Or should continue to make it to its destination, which is Shavuos, which is Har Sinai. And that's the whole quality of the month of Iyah. A lot of people ask him, what happens in Iyah? What is Iyah? We have Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer is very much connected to this. I'll talk about it in Mitzvah Shem a lot. But the Mitzvah of the month of Iyar is a Mitzvah of marching towards Har Sinai. In other words, taking that Nakuda, the point of light, and bringing it to its final conclusion at Har Sinai. Therefore, the entire nature, as we know already from the Sefer Chinuch, and this is the most well-known explanation for the Inyan of Sfira. Mr. Chinuch says that when one counts for, when one is longing and counting towards something, the Inyan of Sfira Soim is that longing to come to the Har Sinai, to Shavuos. Therefore, the definition of the month of Iyar is I am carrying the ball towards the end zone. If you forgive me for using that, I am carrying it towards the end. I'm taking it from Pesach and I'm making sure not to stop, but to continue through. Therefore, the entire month of Iyar is a month of counting. Every single day of Iyar is we count, which we don't have by any other month of the year, just during this month. And what therefore guarantees the continuity, the stretching of that kav, of that line, that it should be able to make it to the end zone, to make it to the final point. So the Indian of Kabbalah is a Torah, of course. Kabbalah's Torah means everything. But tonight I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on a state of mind and what we need to do to prepare, to march towards Har Sinai. How do we get there? What's a tnai in carrying ourselves to Har Sinai? So everybody knows Vayichan Sham Yisrael, that it says in the singular, when we came to Har Sinai, we camped at Har Sinai. It doesn't say Vayachnu, it says Vayichan in the singular. And Rashi says Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one person with one heart. You see, the shofar that was blown at Matan Torah, when the Torah was given, the shofar that was blown means that shofar that we say every single time we daven Shemoneh Esrei. Every time we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Tekav b'shoyfer gadol, Tekav b'shoyfer gadol, l'cheir seinu. We're waiting to hear the sound of the great shofar. And what is the purpose of the shofar? So we end the brocha, brocha to Hashem, mekabes nidche ami Yisrael. Mekabes nidche ami Yisrael means, as Ibsad Yigoyin explains in one of the reasons for the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, that the purpose of the shofar is to gather all those who have strayed away. To bring everybody back home. V'hoya b'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol uvo ha'evdim eretz Asher, and so on. B'yom ahu, on that great day of the coming of Mashiach, the shofar will be blown to gather all Jews back to that point. To come home. The shofar of Matan Torah, therefore the shofar is blown at Har Sinai, Because the Indian of Har Sinai was to be Mekabes Nidche Yisrael. Every single Jew in the world has one thing in common. And it's not a long nose. And it's not financial acumen. These are all what the anti-Semites consider to be what we have in common. But what we have in common is the Torah HaKadosh. That's what made us into a people. And that's what brings us together as people. Therefore, Shavuos is the conclusion, is the 50th day. Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. As explained in the Svarim, the Indian of Chamishim Yoim, 50 as you know, means everybody coming home. That's what the number 50 means. Why does 50 mean coming home? No. Why does 50 mean returning? Because 50 is the site, is the mystery of Yovel. And Yovel means everybody goes back to where he belongs. Everybody comes home. All the kinderlech, all the children are out playing over the last few centuries, over the couple of millennium. Everybody's running around playing. Each one is doing his own thing, her own thing. Mashiach means, the Shofar Gadol of Mashiach means, Uvo ha'ayudim, all who were lost, and all the nidachim nabach, all those who don't remember what it means to be a Jew. But the Shofar Gadol, which is the Shofar of Mahasina. It's the Shofar of Mahasina. The Shofar of Mashiach is the Shofar of Mahasina. It's the same Shofar. We have a Kabbalah from Chazal like that. So that Shofar that brought us all together, the Shofar that brought us all together to receive the Torah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, in the mystery of Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, Shavuos is the day of receiving the Torah. Shavuos means come home. Shavuos means it's only the Torah around which the Jewish people really, really can gather. We rally together. That's our home. And therefore the Shofar of Mashiach, which will be Makabes, Nidchei, Ami Yisrael, that will gather all the dispersed of Israel. The beginning of that was Har Sinai. It was the Shofar of Matan Torah, was the Shofar of Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. As one person with one heart. That's the Shofar of Matan Torah. Tisbru Chamishim Yom, everybody coming home. Everybody being where they belong, with whom they belong, and each person being who she can be, who he can be. That's the Shofar of Har Sinai. That's Mekabes Nidche Ami Yisrael. That's Tisbru Chamishim Yom. One of the Gedolei HaAvoda explained this. In the following way. There's a rule in Torah. There's a rule in all of Shas and how to understand Torah. Ve'ein bechlal ela masha befrat. Ve'ein bechlal ela masha befrat means, for what we're talking about, it means that if the quality, if the nature of what? Of the chamishim yom, of this period of time, of the counting of the 49 is. Vayichan Sham, the Tachlis is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Yish Echad B'Lev Echad. It means the oneness of Knesset Yisrael being brought together around Har Sinai with the shofar that's going to be blown with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Therefore, if that's the Klal, Ein Bechlal Elo Masha Befrat, it means that each and every single day of Sfir Saimer has that Koach in it. Each and every single day, if the shofar got, if the big shofar is Shavuos, that means that every single day of Sfir is a little shofar. It's a little shofar. That means that each and every day of Shavuos must have in it this quality of his achdus, of his kabzus, that it has a unique koach more than any other time of the year to bring Jews together, to remove the barriers that separate between one Jew and another. Therefore, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to learn Perkei Avos, to learn Perek during this time. And the Indian of Perkei Avos that we begin, each time we learn Perkei Avos, with each Perek, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Leilam Haba. All Jews have a portion in the world to come. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Leilam Haba. But the Rebbe Elimelech, the Rebbe of Melech, in the Svarim HaKadoshim is not just in the Noam Elimelech, but in all of the Svarim it's explained. Kol Yisrael doesn't only mean every single Jew. There's a metaphysical reality that's called Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? It means the Rebbe of Melech said that there's an Olam, there's a reality, we don't see it with our eyes. With our eyes we see this Jew is like this, this one davens like that, this one comes from this background, and so on. And with our eyes we see Jews that fail, Jews that make mistakes, Jews that neglect their Yiddishkeit, and so on. But the Rebbe Elimelech said that that Bechina of Kol Yisrael, that world, there's a Metzias that's called Kol Yisrael. It's called Kol Yisrael. You know, when it's unfortunate, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, you know, unfortunately, when do we feel that? When we're in trouble. When we're in trouble. Do you think we have a shaykhus? Do any of us, how many of us even heard that there's a Jewish community in Shiraz, in Iran, right? There are Jews in Shiraz. I've heard this because I have many students over the years that are from Shiraz. But when there are Jews in Shiraz, when there are Jews in Persia, who are, God forbid, who are being held under the knife of that malchus of evil, so then it doesn't make a difference. This one's a Satma, there's a Lubavitch, there's a Belzer, this one's a Swadesh, a Taimani, a Moroccan, a Iraqi, it doesn't make a difference. It's Kol Yisrael. But unfortunately, on a regular day, we don't feel Kol Yisrael. I'm not davening in his shoes, I'm not davening in that shoe. But Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Loilam Haba is a reality that I was speaking about a few weeks ago, and I spoke about before Yontif, I spoke about the Ben Harosh, I'm sure some of you remember, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. That reality, that metaphysical reality of Kol Yisrael, which means Knesset Yisrael, the entirety of the Jewish people, in that reality of Kol Yisrael, Kulach Yofer Rayosi, was it the same pasuk? Shir Shir Midos Lein? Kulach Yofer Rayosi. Kulach Yofer. That means that when the Jewish people are seen as a whole, with all of the different strings that make up that remarkable instrument, that's called the Jewish people. Kulach yofer ayosi. Umum einbach. There is no blemish, there's no imperfection in that reality that's called what? Kol Yisrael. When all of the instruments, when all of the pieces come together in the puzzle, kulach yofer ayosi, and it exists now as well, which unfortunately, since you and I are swimming around on the surface of things, and we live on the surface, and on the surface, as I explained a number of times already, on the surface, this guy's like this, and she's like that, v'chulu v'chulu. But in that real reality that's called Kol Yisrael, that reality that's called Kol Yisrael, in the nefesh, in the soul of the Jewish people as one people, in the physical world is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is the Holy of Holies. That's called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there can be no pgam, there can be nothing wrong. There can't be any imperfection in the Holy of Holies. And the Kohen Gadol walks in one day of the year. The high priest, the Kohen Gadol, walks into that place, Lechaper al Kol Yisrael. But it's remarkable because when the Kohen Gadol comes to atone for the Jewish people, when he would come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wouldn't be misvad, as you all know. He did not say any confession in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur. The viduyim, the confessions were not allowed to be uttered inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why is that? Why is it? The whole Yontif, the whole Yom Kippur, the whole avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is filled with viduyim, with confession. And we experience that now in our davening. Until the Holy of Holies. Why is that? Because in that reality, that's a piece of the higher world, of the real reality, that world where the Gemara describes that heaven and earth kiss, that meeting point between heaven and earth, in that place, there cannot be any viduyim. Because that's the place where what? Where Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lalam Haba. It's the place of Kol Yisrael. It's the place of Kulach Yofer Ayasi Mum Einbach. You're so sweet, you're so beautiful. But when you look at the whole picture, Mum Einbach, that the Baruch Hu needs every single Jew is part of that puzzle. So since it's that reality of Kol Yisrael in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh Kodashim, therefore, no pgam can reach that place. And therefore we understand that the greatest and deepest avodah of that day of Yom Kippur is revealed not only in our relationship to the Rebbein Shalom, but it's a day of pius, it's a day of working things out between one Jew and another. Because as we approach the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as we're trying to draw near, the Kohen is going for all of us, the Kohen Gadol. As we're drawing near to the Holy of Holies, I have to turn to my friend and say, listen, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I botched up. And you know that Yom Kippur can't work until we do that. Yom Kippur is not mechapran on those differences that we've created between us. Because in Yom Kippur we're longing to come to that nekuda of Kol Yisrael, of Mum Ein Bo. Therefore it's a time of pius, of appeasing one another, of apologizing. Therefore we understand that the days of Svir Saimer, this time of Svir, there's a demand that the Rebbein Shalom is making of each and every one of us. There's a demand. Hashem expects us to work. And the demand is to repair what went wrong with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Gemara says, Shlei Nogu Kovid Zebezeb, which I have to explain much more, maybe next week and the following week, Shlei Nogu Kovid Zebezeb, that each one didn't recognize the chshivas, the importance, the kvedus, Kovid Maral says in the Lashon of Kovid, the weightiness, the importance of the other. In other words, each one didn't see that the Jewish people can't exist without the other. You and I understand. I can't exist without my children. I can't exist without my wife. I can't exist without my chaverim. But if you tell me there's a yid over there on the corner of Avenue J, can I exist without him? I think that I can. I don't even know him. I don't know what his name is. Can I exist? I've been doing okay without him until now. But that's a mistake, Bads. And the tzaddikim see the Jewish people in that way, of Kol Yisrael. Mum Einbach. And if something is wrong with a Jew, therefore the tzaddik knows that if there's a Jew someplace that's hurting, then the tzaddik is hurting. Because the tzaddik is Kol Yisrael. For those who understand the meaning of Yisrael, what that means. The tzaddik is all of Israel. Kol Bashamayim of Aretz is the tzaddik. Yisrael Olam. He feels whatever's happening in any Jew in the world. Therefore, during the time of Sfir Saimer, we have to be misakin, and we have to correct this deficiency. We don't understand it exactly, but the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, Shleinogu Kovid Zebezeh. And we know that according to the Ari HaKadosh, the Ikar HaTikun, the repair of this is basically completed by Lag BaOmer. Because the list, that's Haicha Bahai, the completion of Malchus, of Yisoid and Malchus, again, I'm not going to wax Kabbalistic here, but the completion, those last 2 weeks of Sphere Summer are really, really to bring everything to organize, to arrange, to coordinate, and bring things together. But as far as the main tikkun, the Arizal taught that the main tikkun of this time of Sphere Summer is finished by Hoyt Sheba Hoyt, which is finished by Lag BaOmer, which is the Hilula, the Simcha of the Tana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Simcha of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Bechina, is the Tzaddik that has that quality in the most powerful, profound way of bringing together Kol Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon, therefore, in the Lashon of the Piyut, that we're all going to say Lag BaOmer, and the Sfaradim say every Friday night. In the Piyut of Lag BaOmer, we say, Bar Yechai, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bar Yechai, you live in the Holy of Holies. You were Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sheva Shabbosais, Soid Chamishim. 7 weeks, the secret, the mystery of the 50 days. Listen to the sentence. Bar Yechai, the Kodesh HaKadosh, and you are in the Kodesh HaKadosh, Sheva Shabbos, the 7 weeks, the Soid Chamishim. Soid Chamishim, the mystery of 50. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai is that Bechina, is that Koch, are bringing all the Jewish people together. Because Rabbi Shimon means Pnimis HaTorah, Rabbi Shimon means the secret of Torah. And therefore Rabbi Shimon means the secret of each and every Jew. That's why Rabbi Shimon was so lovesick for every Jew. If a person at the right time, if we look at the Zohar Kaddish, we'll see how Rabbi Shimon spoke of Yidden. And Rabbi Shimon said that the Ikkar that he came to bring into the world was Ahavas Yisrael. Because Rabbi Shimon lived in that world of the inner depths, and in that place of Kodesh Kedoshim, there's no difference between this Jew and that Jew, as I spoke about before Pesach. He lived in that world of Soid Chamish, of the 50. And there's something deeper than what we've seen. And that's the Zohar Kodesh at Rabbi Shimon. Therefore we understand, the place of the Geniza, the place where Rabbi Shimon's holy body is hidden, where Rabbi Shimon's kept, is in Kfar Miron. It's in the place of Kfar Miron, which I'm hoping many of you have been to, been zoche to be to, have been zoche to be. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said about himself, to understand why is he buried in that place, you would think that why not Yerushalayim? It was a fine place for Rabbi Shimon. No? It had a nice place for Rabbi Shimon. So they made a bus stop over there. It would be a lot easier for everybody, no? It would be a lot easier. To get to Eretz Yisrael, to have to get to Meron. Just when you've gotten past Tveria, you think, you know, you're tired, but you're still at Meron. Right? Till you get to Rabbi Shimon. So why is Rabbi Shimon in Kfar Meron? This is itself is a very deep thing. You see, as Rabbi Shimon said about himself, Yorchel ani liftores ha'olam and ha'din. Rabbi Shimon says that I could patch up all the entire world from all din. Because Rabbi Shimon knew that. In other words, I could find a way. Rabbi Shimon, the same Rabbi Shimon whose eyes were burning the entire world. Rabbi Shimon, after that final year, Rabbi Shimon came to a point to patch up all Jews from din. To find the deepest point, to uncover the deepest part of each Jew, which is called Kol Yisrael. Which is that place of Yofa'at Rayosi. You're so beautiful, Mum Einbach, there's nothing wrong. He could pack up the whole world from din. For Rabbi Shimon, who's the Bechina of Holy of Holies of Kodesh Kadoshim, in which there's nothing wrong. Everything is beautiful, everything is right. This Rabbi Shimon is buried in Kfar Miron. Why Kfar Miron? There's a very deep teaching from Triska Magid, Mogen Avrom. If you have the Sefer Mogen Avrom, the first Chelik, that came out with the new Chelik a few years ago from Ksav. But not the Mogen Avrom that's in Shulchan Aruch, the Mogen Avrom from Trisk. In Triska Magid there, when in those Shtiklach by Slichas. And Triska Magid explains, when it says that at the time of Shona we come, all Jews come before Hashem, Kibnei Morin. And to understand what that means from the Gemara, what's the meaning of Bnei Morin. So the Triska Magid explains over there, Chazal tell us that even the Jew who looks so ugly on the outside, even that Jew who seems to be furthest away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single Jew is mole mitzvahs kawat kirimai. A rimai, as you know, is a pomegranate, what we used to call Chinese apple. Every single Jew is mole mitzvahs kirimai. Triska Magid says mole mitzvahs kirimai means that what you see that's ugly is only the peel on the outside, but Be'emes inside is filled with tayag mitzvahs, with 613 mitzvahs. It's filled, the pnimius is all good. The inside is delicious. It's the outside, it's awesome. But the inside is delicious. So Triska Magid says that Kibnei Morin, that we come before Hashem Kibnei Morin, he says the Isis Rimon. It's the letters Rimon, which spells pomegranate. Because the Jewish people are like a Rimon. And we ask Hashem before Hashem Kippur to remember that, Kivyoch. To focus on what? Not on what we've done in our external lives and how we've carried on and we've messed things up during the year. We ask the Baruch Shalom to focus on what part of us? On the inner essence, on the delicious part, on the Rimon. Which even on the outside it's not so nice, but the inside is filled with 613 mitzvahs. Malaya mitzvahs kerimai. So we ask Hashem to throw away the peel and to only eat the good stuff. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon is buried in Kfar Miron, Isis Rimon. So Rabbi Shimon is buried in that place. Kfar Miron is the exact gematria of Yerushalayim, which is a plea atzum. I didn't make it up, I saw it in the Svarim. Kfar Miron, which is the true name for the place. Kfar Miron, where Rabbi Shimon is buried, is gematria exactly Yerushalayim. Why? Because sometimes Yerushalayim is destroyed. Sometimes the outer life of a Jew is in a state of churban. Sometimes the Beis Hamikdash, the walls, the azaras of who we are in our lives, sometimes those have collapsed. And we're not always doing what we're supposed to do. And that means a churban of Yerushalayim. The building falls, this wall and that wall. And there's a fire in the courtyard, Chalila, of who we are. Therefore, in those days when Yerushalayim is in a state of ruin, of churban, that one place in all of Eretz Yisrael where Jews gather together in multitudes, in the kind of numbers and the different types that never have been seen since the time that the Beis HaMikdash existed, where you can have in one place a complete and total spectrum of all Klal Yisrael, from the biggest Ga'inim Tzadikim, from the biggest Talmid Chachamim, Beimitzad the Sfardim, and the Chassidim, and the Litvish. And you could have the simplest Jews who could be standing, I've been Zeichet to be, Lagvoyim by Rabbi Shimon. You could have people that are mamish, you'll forgive me, that are like roasting, making barbecues, and having, and dancing, inappropriate dances, a few feet away from the Ma'ara. A few feet, as well. A couple of meters. But never, since the Churban, since the destruction of Yerushalayim, there's never been, there never will be till Mashiach, such a gathering of Jews like you have in Meron. Why? Because, as the Kalina said, that Rabbi Shimon was Lakol, was for every Jew. You and I think Rabbi Shimon, the person I understand least is Rabbi Shimon. Ashaych is Rabbi Shimon by Yechoy. The Zohar Kaddish, I don't even know what that means, I don't know what it's about. As how could Rabbi Aaron say, as Rabbi Shimon is Lakol, was for every Jew? Because Rabbi Shimon is the Soyed Chamishim, is the mystery of 50, therefore he's the mystery of what? Of Yovel, of everybody coming home. He's that Nekud of, he understood Kol Yisrael, Yochel Lift, Adi Lift, Esar Elim and Adin. He was in that place in Kesh Kedoshim, therefore every single Jew is drawn to the place with all of his Averis, all of his Peklach. And the craziest Jews end up in that place, and everybody from the biggest to the greatest to the smallest end up in Kfar Miron. Because Kfar Miron is the place where Hashem has his pomegranate, his Chinese apple, his Rimon. And it's that place which is in the time of Golis, it's the Gematria Yerushalayim, because in the time of Golis, Rabbi Shimon is Makabes Nidche Am Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon gathers together the Jewish people in that point of Kol Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon the Kodesh HaKadosh. Therefore, it's already written in the Svarim that it's a Pella. How is it possible for all Jews to fit in that little Ma'ara? It's not possible Al Pi Seichel. On Lag BaOmer, there are hundreds of thousands of Jews come to Meron. It's not possible B'derech HaTeva that everybody should get into that place. But since you all know that the Indian of Kodesh Kadoshim is not Meshubit, the Kodesh Kadoshim is the Aron Zenim and Amida, you know that the place of the Holy of Holies was not Meshubit to space, to physical space. And you know that the Beis HaMikdash was able to absorb as many Jews as came, and they had room to go on the floor. For Kairim, right? Everybody could come in. So somehow in the deepest way, by Rabbi Shimon, there's room for every Yid to come into Rabbi Shimon's Ma'ara. Everybody can get into Rabbi Shimon. There was a Jew that once came from Eretz Yisrael to the Rishna. When he came to the Rishna was all excited. He had a Yid from Eretz Yisrael. It's not like now. So this Jew came to the Rishna, and the first thing the Rishna asked him, "You're from Eretz Yisrael. Tell me, were you ever lagged boimah by Rabbi Shimon? Were you ever lagged boimah by the Ma'ara, by the cave of Rabbi Shimon, by the tomb of Rabbi Shimon?" And the Yid said yes, and the Rebbe was so excited, he gathered together a lot of people, and he asked this Jew to describe what was lagged boimah by Rabbi Shimon, by Kfar Miron, in that place. So the Yid said this. The Yid said, "Rebbe, I don't know anything, but I'll tell you this. Inside by Rabbi Shimon's body, Yidden are crying, they're crying and they're calling out. It's mamish like Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. And outside the Imara, Yidden are laughing and dancing. It's mamish Simchas Torah. And when the Rishna heard this, he was so excited. He was so excited. He was nodding. He didn't usually show such signs of approval. And he said, "Kach tzarech liyos." That's how it has to be. That inside is Yom Kippur, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore outside could be even the craziest Yidden that don't know from one thing in Torah, but they feel that we belong with Rabbi Shimon. The Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, this parasha, now let's understand. Therefore, this parasha contains within it really the fundamental principle of all of Yiddishkeit. And I'm not allowed to say that, but we know that from Chazal. We know that from Hillel HaZaken. We know that from Rabbi Akiva. V'ahav l'reacha kamoicha. To love another Jew. V'ahav l'reacha kamoicha means Kol Yisrael, every Jew. It means to recognize that quality that's inside each Jew. What does that mean? So Rabbi Akiva revealed that this pasuk, this mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, of Ahav L'Racha Kamoicha, Rabbi Akiva revealed as Eklal Gol L'Batayr. This is the great principle of Torah. Why? Because V'Ahav L'Racha Kamoicha means Klolius Knesset Yisrael. It means the ingathering of the exiles. It means understanding really what a Jew is. Understanding what does it mean, Kol Yisrael. Understand what does it mean, the pnimius, the inner essence of what a Jew is. Therefore we now understand that this parasha was dafka taught by Hakel. That the parasha of Kedoshim Tiyin, the parasha of Yahav L'Racha Kamoicha had to be taught with every man, woman, and child by Hakel. Was taught, as Rashi says at the beginning. Because Rav Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba means that the other mitzvahs of the parasha, Leisisna, not to hate another Jew, Hechiyat to properly admonish another Jew, without creating more guilt in that person, how to properly admonish is a gewaldige chachma. There's an opinion in Chazal that says we don't know how to do it at all nowadays. To properly rebuke, to properly admonish. But all of the vast majority, or I shouldn't say, many of the mitzvahs of this parasha are mistafmar, are growing out of that, what of that place of Yahav L'Racha Kamoicha, of appreciating another Jew. Therefore the parasha had to be said with Jews coming together. It had to be said in that way of Mekabes Nidchei Ami Yisrael, of an ingathering of Jews. To remind us of that bechina, that place of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Loilam Haba. But how does one come to this madrega? This is the avodah of Sefirah Sayimah. This is the greatest avodah of this time of the year. How does one come to the madrega of Yahav L'Racha Kamoicha? So what are the next two words? Yahav L'Racha Kamoicha? Ani Hashem. Nope. Yahav L'Racha Kamoicha Ani Hashem. Love another Jew. Like yourself. So you know that all the Mepharshim, what does that mean? Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. We understand, and it's explained by the Tanya, and the other Svarim HaKadoshim, that in order for a person, in order for one Jew, in order for you or I to come to that madrega, that level, of loving another Jew, in other words, in order to follow Rabbi Shimon into that place, of Kodesh HaKadoshim, In order to do what we can do, to take down the walls that separate between one Jew and another, there's only one way to do that, and that's what? Ani Hashem. What does it mean, Ani Hashem? The meaning of Ani Hashem is, it's only when a Jew recognizes that the essence of each Jew is exactly the same, Ani Hashem, that when you take off all of the peels of this Jew, so on the outside of that rimon, there's this aver, there's that aver, there's this background, there's this cultural idiosyncrasy, there's this different personality, that's all on the peels. But really what every single Jew has in common with every other Jew, it's the only great equalizer that can bring us together, is what? Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. That means, It's only, and that's where the tzaddik has an easier time with that. It's only when a Jew recognizes in the other person and believes that the other person has a chelik elokam imal. Oh, ve'achad l'kulon, like the Tanya writes. We have one father. We come from one mold. We come from one piece. In the place of Kodesh HaKadoshim, in that place of Ani Hashem, all Jews are the same. All of these chilukim and madregas come from the outside. But in that place of Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, the Ben HaRosh is also in that place. Of Kol Yisrael. In that place of Ani Hashem. That's the place of Yovel. That's the place of coming home. That's every Jew's home. That's Har Sinai. That's the Shofar of Mashiach. That's the Shofar of Har Sinai. Of Vayichan Shav, Kishach, of Leivach, without all these chilukim. Without all the chilukim. There was a Muslim philosopher. I don't know how I came across this one day when I was bored, many years ago, who wrote, it was in this book, that he was walking with his child, was walking with his son who he loved, and his son asked him, he says, Father, they're walking, he says, Father, do you love me? And he says, of course, my child. And they keep on walking, the kid's thinking. And he says, Father, do you love God? And he says, of course. His father was a holy man. He says, of course. They walk a little further, and the kid turns to his father and says, how is it possible that one heart should be divided between two loves? How could you love me entirely with all your heart, and how could you love God with all your heart? And know what the conclusion of the Muslim holy man was? He said that he realized that his child was right. So from that moment on, he turned his heart towards God and away from his son. That was his conclusion. That's the conclusion of Yishmael, of the Perah Adam. The conclusion of Klai is... It's only because of Ani Hashem that I can love another Jew. It's only because I believe in God that I can love another Jew. Therefore, before we daven a Pidei Ari, before a Jew opens his mouth to daven in the morning, what do you say? I'm a Kabbal upon myself, the mitzvah of Yahav L'Recha Kamoich. What does it have to do with Matayvu? What does it have to do with Adoy Noila? What does it have to do with Baruch Shema Yishtabach? But I begin davening by saying, I want to be part of this big thing. Because when you realize Ani Hashem, it's only then that you can love another Jew with all of your heart. And there's no machlaikis, there's no breaking, there's no dividing of the heart, there's no division of attention. It's because I love God that I love you. And it's because I love you. I love you. I'm able to love him and her and him and him. I'm able to feel that. Because of that mitzias of Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, that's Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. And therefore it's brought down in the Svar that v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, that pasuk, you shall love another Jew like yourself, is the exact gematria of v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, which is a pella. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha equals numerically v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Because that's where it comes from. It's hainu hach, it's one and the same. There's no steer, there's no contradiction. Therefore, that sefer that describes the greatest love imaginable between two human beings is Shir HaShir, Song of Songs. But that sefer itself is only a moshul for the greatest love, which is the love between the Jewish people, each Jew and the Rebbein Shlom. How could it be? What did Rabbi Akiva say? No, what does it say in the Mishnah? It says in Yadayim, all Shirim, all the songs of the world are Kodesh. And what's Shir HaShirim? Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Holy of Holies. Is that Bechina of the inner point of Kulach Yofer Ayosi Mumein Bach. In that world there is no distinction. I'm able to love that person with all of my heart in the Moshul, because the Nimshol tells me what? Ani Hashem. And it's because of Ani Hashem that I can be in love with someone else. Be'emes. With another Jew. In that world of Ani Hashem. Therefore you understand that when Bilam HaRasha wanted to curse the Jewish people, you remember he had to go and find himself and place himself by a piece of the Jewish people. He went to a part of the Jewish people.
When the Bnei Shalom is laughing and says and puts in his mouth, Lehibit oven Lehibit oven biyakev leiro amal biyisrael, Lehibit oven biyakev means that when you look at the Jewish people in its entirety, in that way of Kol Yisrael, the way Rabbi Shimon looked at the Jewish people, there's nothing wrong with us. But Bilam wanted to curse us, so he went to this Jew, that place, this place. But in the world of what? Of Mum Einbach, of Lehibit Oven B'Yakim, Leirom B'Yisrael, that's the name of Hashem Elokav, it was Shruas Melech, by the name of the blowing of the Shofar. And that's why Shruas Melech also means a Lashon of race, which means each Jew is friends with another, as it says in the Svarim. Therefore, we have a teaching now we can understand from Rabbi we have a teaching from Tzaddik. In Pri Tzaddik, the first Torah on Lag BaOmer. There, Tzaddik explains the unbelievable connection between Rabbi Shimon and his great Rebbe. Who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? As Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Therefore, it's interesting, a Lag BaOmer, the Jewish people have a custom. All different Jews have a custom to sing. Nigun about Rabbi Akiva as well. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael. So Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe, who's inseparable from his Talmud, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Akiva, we sing songs about Rabbi Akiva and Lag BaOmer and his Talmud, Hilul and the Simcha of his Talmud to join together the Simcha of Rabbi Shimon. With the Simcha of Rabbi Akiva, was Rabbi Akiva was the one who said that Shir Hashem is Holy of Holies. Rabbi Shimon is the one who said that V'ahav L'Racha Kamayich is the great principle of Torah that brings all Jews to that place of Kol Yisrael. Therefore we sing on Lag BaOmer, Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarem, the end of Yuma. Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarem, Umi Mitaher Eschem, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarem. So it says in this form, Lifnei Mi, Mi is the mystery of what? 50. Mem Yud. Lifnei Mi. In that place, as we try during Sfiras Homa to take the walls down between one Jew and another, that's why the whole avoid of Sfiras Homa is what? Tikkun Hamidus. Fixing Hamidus. Because the Midus is what makes difference. The problem we have with Hamidus, that problem is causing a separation. So as we go through the month of Iyar and we try to drag that light, we try to take that freedom, that clarity from Pesach and go to Har Sinai, Vayichin Shom Yisrael. So in the month of Iyar, which is Iyar, so we stop at Lag BaOmer and we say, Lifnei Mi Atem Mitarem. Yidden, before we come to the 50th day, which is me, Atem Mitarem. But even if we're not able to, we have to believe, Umi Mitaher Eschem, that world of 50, that world of the Yovel is Mitaher, purifies each and every Jew. And that's Rabbi Akiva taught. Because that's the place of Kol Yisrael. Therefore we say, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is the Mikvah. Mikvah, you know, comes from the word Yikavu Hamayim. It means the ingathering of all that's pure. The word Mikvah means for all to gather together. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Ani Hashem is what gathers together all Jews. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. It's that koyach of Ani Hashem that is the Mikvah of Yikavu Hamayim. El Mokim Echad. To bring all Jews back together. Therefore, when Rabbi Akiva died, the last thing he said was, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Yosa Nishmasa Be'echad. Rabbi Akiva died in such a way. Because Ata Echad, Veshimcha Echad, Umi Ka'amcha, Umi, Umi, which is the mystery of the Yovel of 50. Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. That world of Kol Yisrael of all Jews coming back home. Omikam chi Yisrael goyachad baros. So Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva who taught that v'ahav l'recha kamaych is the fundamental principle of all Yiddishkeit. The klal gadol of the Torah. That same Rabbi Akiva, when he died with the word echad, one. The same Rabbi Akiva, only Rabbi Akiva, the one who was completely in love with the one God, was able to be in love with every Jew. Of Yahat L'Recha Kamaycha, Ani Hashem. And that's how Rabbi Akiva left this world. Yosa Nishmasai Be'echad. Only the one who understands that Hashem is one can understand what it means to love that inner point of another Jew. Because the only reason I don't like that Jew is because of the outer peel of the Rimon. But the inside is delicious. So the Jew who understands, Rabbi Akiva is a Jew who understood what? Hashem Echad. And that's a Jew understands. That's a Jew understands. That every Jew shares that Ani Hashem one with the other. So it's so hard during the time of Sphere to try to work on Amidas. Each week, Chesed and Gevur and so on. As we move towards the 50th day. And you know, we have a Kabbalah that Rabbi Akiva was, Yard said, Rabbi Akiva was Nifter on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva died on Yom Kippur. Which is the sight, which is the mystery of what? Of Kodesh HaKadosh of the Holy of Holies. Therefore, Masechta Yuma, which is the Masecha, which is the Masechta of Yom Kippur, ends with what? Omer Rabbi Akiva. Ashreichem Yisrael Lifnei Miyata Metar. Umi Metar. That's the conclusion of Masechta Yuma, which is the Masechta from Yom Kippur, which is the day of the Ptira of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shimon, his Talmud, died in Lag Ba'omer, which is Hoyt Sheba Hoyt. Chazal say Hoyt is the Beis HaMikdash of the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Mid of Hoyt, the splendor and the beauty is the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadosh. Therefore, where is Rabbi Akiva? Is there a habit? A tissue or something that happened? I'm not my bit of his new world. Where's Rabbi Akiva buried? Was anybody by the scene of Rabbi Akiva? I'm Zaycha Baruch Hashem to be there a few months ago in Tveria. So Rabbi Akiva's scene is in Tveria. That place in Tveria. Thanks. That place in Tveria, if you've been there, is a wonderful place to daven. You know Rabbi Akiva's neighbor is over there? Who's next to Rabbi Akiva? The Ramchal. That's a Hasidic thing too. We don't have time to get to that. The Ramchal is buried near Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is buried in Tveria. There's another great tzaddik that's buried in Tveria. There's the Rambam. And you know the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the 14th parak. The Rambam writes over there that when the Sanhedrin was forced, as you know, in stages to leave Yerushalayim, the great court had to go into exile. So the Rambam writes over there, and it's interesting. Why does he have to write this? I mean, lahalocha. The Rambam, the Yad is a halacha sefer, but the Rambam writes that all of a sudden he gets historical. And the Rambam says that the Sanhedrin went in Golus in ten stages, Esam Asoyis, the Rambam says. Ula B'Saif, the final place of the Sanhedrin until Mashiach was Tveria. And the Rambam writes it's a Kabbalah that we have that in Tveria the Jews are going to gather together and from there the Sanhedrin will gather and there will be Jews who will come there and from there we're going to walk back or however we're going to get back, we're going to go back to Yerushalayim HaKadosh. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin from Tveria. That's a Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, really. But the Rambam's explanation of the way he words the way he formulates that Gemara. That means that the first rallying place of Jews coming back together with the Torah, with Har Sinai, is where? Tveria. Why? Tveria is the place of the Geniza of Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Akiva is the site of what? V'ahavta v'yakamach ani Hashem. V'ahavta Hashem elokech. Sadavka in Tveria. And that's why, by the way, the Gemara there in Shabbos Dal Megimel, the whole Gemara of Lag BaOmer, what did Rabbi Shimon do on that amazing day after the final time that he left the cave? What was the first avodah of Rabbi Shimon? No? Tiher es Tveria. He went, and you remember, he made miraculously a place that the Kahanim should be able to go to Tveria, because there were graves there and so on, bodies were buried. And Rabbi Shimon went and he purified the city of Tveria. It's the first thing Rabbi Shimon did after he came out from the cave. He was Matahir as Tveria. He went and he found that which is pure in Tveria. He was Matahir the city of Tveria. As the Gemara explains over there. Therefore, you have to realize that it's dafka during these days. Whenever you have, no, 2 minutes. Whenever there's a greater access to something, it means that the salt and the evil one is going to come dafka to stare to make problems. So you have to be so careful during these days that because there's a special koyach of, there's a special potential to reach mamish a level of madrega of yahavta recha kamecha dafka. There shouldn't be chilukim. There shouldn't be machlokes between one Jew and another. That we should try on our own level to be mekabes nidcha am Yisrael. So then the problem is that people very often feel that they can't change. How can I change? Listen, I don't like this person. I don't like this person. Someone said to a good friend of mine, I was standing, and someone said to this friend of mine, I never liked you, I don't like you, and I will never like you. Shame havaya. I never did. I understand to say I never did, never. You could say I don't now, it's also never. But to say I never will like you, that's not a Jewish thing to say. I mean, it's not a Jewish thing to say others either. But you might think it. But to say I never will. So people are misyayish because they think they can never change. And I'm stuck in this place of being small and stupid and looking at people in the wrong way. So you know what Rabbi Kiva taught? I have to say this just because it's already late. You know what Rabbi Kiva taught? It says in the Ovis Rav Nelson that Rabbi Kiva, till he was 40, you know, his neshama, the soul of Rabbi Kiva was covered with a very big klipa, with a very, very big peel. Rabbi Akiva's neshama was covered with a very, very big klipa until he was 40. So the Chazal say in Pesachim that he used to say, Mi'itain, if only if I would have a Talmud Chacham, if someone would bring a Talmud Chacham and a Shechenu Kechamer, I would take a bite out of him. He hated Torah scholars. He hated Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Akiva. That's what he said about himself. He hated them. So what happened? So when he was 40, let me just review a story that we all know since we were little children. So when he was 40, he saw a stone, and he saw that there was a hole in the stone that was made by the water dripping, yeah? For a long time there was water dripping. And that was Mo'ira him, that awakened him. That was the turning point in his life, according to Chazal. What's his giving? What's the big deal? So a rock with a hole in it. The pshat is like this. The Chiddush Rishonim says this, Rabbi Sol Salanta says this. And how they would have shot in that. What was Rabbi Kiva so excited about when he saw that stone with a hole in it? He was excited because if you stop and think, certainly that first drop that fell on the stone could not possibly have made a hole. Go home and experiment right away after we finish, right? Take a rock, drop some water on it, nothing's going to happen. So it certainly was not that first drop that fell on the stone that made the slightest difference. So Rabbi Kiva is thinking. You try the second drop. You figure the third drop. We could experiment tonight all night long. Something's going to happen. The stone's not going to have a hole in it. On the other hand, really, if you would be standing there at the very end, you would see that it wasn't the last drop that made the hole either. The last drop didn't make the hole, necessarily. Some of us, thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of drops that fell upon that for a long time. And that gave all of a sudden, that gave Rabbi Kiva such a great awakening. Because why? Because Rabbi Akiva understood that certainly, even though I didn't see it with my own eyes, that first drop certainly did begin to make a difference. It certainly did, you just can't see it. Even if afterwards it stopped raining, but then there was a second drop and a third drop, it just wasn't seen, it wasn't recognized. The last drops were mashlim, that which was over a long period of time. So from that Rabbi Kiva learned, and we have to learn also, that there are many, many things that are in between Pesach and Shavuos. That means there are many things between a Jew beginning to be a Jew and getting to that place of Har Sinai. There are many, many things that are holding us back from becoming who we have to become. And the Eitz Hara, the evil one, comes along and tells each and every one of us, it doesn't pay to even try. You know why? Because you remember 3 years ago when you tried? You remember what happened? Gornish, not Gornish. You didn't make the slightest little crack in the stone. Not one little hole was made. Nothing. You don't see anything. See, here you have a man who's 40 years old. And he looks at his life. And he begins to think, how am I ever going to be that person? There's only one way. It means by believing that every single drop makes a difference. That every drop makes a roshim. It means that even if you can't see the roshim, it means from every single shtadlis, even after you failed 1,000 times, every single shtadlis that you make makes a roshim. that you can't see with your eyes, the Rosh makes upon your heart, upon who you are. In Shemayim, there's already a big hole. In this world, you can't see it. But when a person gets up after a failure and starts again, you think that what I did before is lost. It's not true. It's only the cumulative effect of all the years and all of the drops that create the hole. So too in our lives, is the cumulative effect of all of our efforts and all of the tears and all of the tefillahs, every single tefillah. So you think I died and I wasn't answered. Every single word that you and I ever said in our lives, every thought, every feeling that we had of Kedusha was a drop on that stone. Therefore, the time of Seir is a time of Hischazkes, to move towards Har Sinai. Therefore, that should be what we focus on during the month of Iyar. The Baruch Shem should help each and every one of us that we should believe still. After all these issues, we should believe in ourselves. We should believe in Ani Hashem. There are many people that can't love Jews because they hate themselves so much. It's a mitzvah to love yourself also. To understand what that means, that's a big sugi. We'll talk about it more in Mitzvah Shem. We should be zayicha for that day. Avich and Shem Yisrael again, that the Jewish people will come again in Yishakeim and the Shikas Pir. And the book of Shir Shim will no longer be some sweet thing that we read on Pesach, but it will be L'maisit, it will be in Mitzvahs, the Vias Gal Tzedek, Mehemi Amen, Amen, Amen.